beautiful day here in the Bayview Hunters Point. But because we have a special announcement, those fast chargers you see right next to you are going to be the first fast chargers in operations for this neighborhood. You know, we've had this goal of installing more EV charging throughout San Francisco. This has been something, I think it was one of our first conversations, Mayor, that we had together of like, how are we going to get more charging in the ground? And, you know, I was thinking about it last night. And I think in the history of San Francisco, there's probably been no, like, there's been more fast chargers installed in the last 6 months and charging installed in the last 6 months than ever in the history of San Francisco. And part of that is thanks to your leadership, Mayor. But what makes these fast chargers special for us is that they're located in a community that has long been underserved. It's an environmental justice community of which is faced over pollution, has faced the environmental burdens of disinvestment, and that history needs to be fixed. And it gets fixed by focusing our work and our projects in this community, working with community, being led by community. And so all the people out here in the audience, the people here behind us, stand behind that motto that we have to go where the community most needs us. And that includes where we put all of our environmental benefits and our environmental opportunities. And so I'm pleased to be joined. I just want to recognize a few people in the audience. I know I have two of my commissioners, Commission President Mike Sullivan and Commissioner Ahn, who have been pushing our department and myself to lead with that ethos and get these chargers throughout the city. But it does take a village. We're going to hear from all of these people that were part of this story to get these EV fast chargers here. I want to say that we have 1,179 publicly accessible EV chargers as of today in San Francisco. 222 of those are the fast charging types that you see right here. That means you can pop on in, grab a cup of coffee, go shop at this amazing Bayview Plaza, get a quick charge, and then be on your way. And that's the model that we want to expand more throughout the entire city. And that only happens with leadership. And that leadership, as I always say, starts at the top. It starts with a clear-eyed direction that this is, again, not about emissions only, not about just reducing our carbon emissions. It's about improving the quality of life, improving health outcomes for the people that most need it. And that clear-eyed vision comes from our mayor. And so I am very deeply pleased and honored to introduce the mayor of San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good morning, everyone. This is EVgo's 16th charging site in San Francisco, and I want to thank them all for continuing to invest in our city. We're only halfway through 2025, but it's already been a great year for electric vehicle charging in San Francisco. Our goal is simple. If you live in this city, it should be easy to have a vehicle that is better for the environment. That means building EV charging stations that are close to home, close to work, and close to the places where people spend their time. We've seen new charging sites open in the Mission, the Sunset, and DuBose Triangle. And today, we are proud to cut the ribbon on the first fast charging stations here in Bayview. This site was chosen with community input and reflects our administration's commitment to building trust and listening to community. These chargers are for the community, and they'll be available 24/7. People can plug in while grabbing food right here at Bayview Plaza or stopping at Tiffany's Cafe. This is how we bring clean energy into everyday life and make it work for all San Franciscans. Since 2019, we've doubled the number of public chargers in San Francisco. That's real momentum, and we aren't stopping there. Whether you drive, walk, bike, or take the bus, our city is moving toward cleaner transportation. And we're doing it in a way that meets people where they are. We're working with companies like EVgo and leaning into climate tech, from EV charging to water recycling and beyond. San Francisco is the place to be for climate innovation. These partnerships are helping us build a stronger, more sustainable economy right here in San Francisco. In just the last few months, San Francisco has been recognized both nationally and globally for our climate leadership, including an A-list status as a climate leader, a climate action leader, and receiving first prize in the U.S. Conference of Mayors 2025 Climate Protection Awards. I want to thank the Bayview neighbors and community groups who helped shape this project. I want to thank Director Ju for his leadership at our Environment Department. You and your team have brought in more than $80 million in grant funding since 2022, which will be critical to helping us hit our goals. I want to thank the California Energy Commission, the Bay Area Air District, and EVgo for supporting today's announcement. With your support, we've been able to accelerate EV chargers across our city. Let me be clear. We have a lot more to do. We've set ambitious targets to reach net zero emissions by 2040. To get there, we need to keep building, keep investing, and keep working with communities across the city. We are not going to wait for change. We are going to make the change. I want to thank everybody for their hard work and for believing in this city. Let's keep it going. Let's go, San Francisco.
You know, the mayor is also the first mayor ever to drive a full EV also, as you saw him drive up as well. So he may be using this discharging station soon enough. As the mayor said, this doesn't happen unless we're led by community, and we had a robust community process to determine where we were going to site the first chargers in this neighborhood. So we went out to community, we listened to community, and I want to invite up our next speaker who embodies the community and represents the community in this fight for environmental justice, for this right to breathe clean air. She takes on the legacy of an important figure, and I encourage all of you to go by our Southeast Community Facility and look at the mural in there and take a look at those amazing individuals that have been leading this fight for decades to make sure that the people here are represented and have a seat at the table. And carrying on that legacy is Ariane Harrison, who is the executive director of the Marie Harrison Foundation. Ariane, who I am very proud to also call a friend, if I may be so bold, she has been at the table pushing, fighting, not just our department, the region, the Air District, but fighting with her heart for the people that live here, that deserve to have the right to breathe clean air just like everyone else around the city. And so with great honor, I get to introduce my friend, Ariane Harrison, to say a few words.
Hi, my name is Ariane Harrison, and I'm the executive director of Marie Harrison Community Foundation. I'd like to thank Tyrone Ju, who is my friend, okay, and also our mayor. You know, At the beginning, I asked, okay, what is going to be Mayor Hillary's stance on environmental justice and as well as climate? We've always been the do-it-first city. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we have to lead by example here in San Francisco. We have to be the do-it-first city that we profess to be across this nation. Like I said, we have the highest rates of respiratory lung disease and asthma amongst youth and adults in the southeast sector of San Francisco. We have the highest rates of cancer concentrated in the southeast sector of San Francisco. That's because we've been an environmental sacrifice zone for decades. When I say for decades, I mean for decades. The only way that we can resolve some of these issues is to start by standing on business for environmental and social justice. It's worth it. Our kids are worth it. Our kids are worth it. Our seniors are worth it. So we have to deliver ourselves from diesel emissions. It destroys our organs, San Franciscans. We have to do much more. We have to all stand up and be one and fight for the same things, the things that matter to us, and that's life and life more abundantly. When I'm talking about equity, I'm thinking about life. Clean air, water, and land is a right, and we should not have to beg for that. My name is Ariane Harrison. I'm the executive director of Marie Harrison Community Foundation, and I approve this message.
All right, I think we can go home now. No. We have a couple more speakers, because like I said, it does take a village from leadership at the top, working with community leaders like Ariane and others. And it takes leadership at the state level, too, in providing these grants, because we know that unless we get the funds, the market won't prioritize areas like Bayview Hunters Point, and it won't make the economics work. And so I'm proud that we worked hand in hand with the state, who has been leading the charge when it comes to electric vehicle adoption. Over 30% of the zero emission vehicles being sold throughout the United States are right here in California. And that's because it also starts at the top with the leadership of our governor, who's represented here by Gia Vasin with the California Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, who's the deputy director who has been leading this explosion of EV charging installations throughout the state. And so, Gia, if you would come up and say a few words.
Thank you. All right. Well, I'm so delighted to be here today with you all to celebrate this occasion. It really remains a priority in California to create a more inclusive California for all. And certainly within that, we remain absolutely steadfast in our commitment to enabling more people in more parts of our state to be able to choose clean mobility and transportation options. And in fact, just last month on June 12th, Governor Newsom signed an executive order, N2725, reaffirming California's commitment to our zero emission vehicle transition, in spite of the backtracking and some of the gutting of EV policies that we're seeing at the federal level. So as part of this, the agencies are working together as we speak and very quickly to develop some recommended policies and some actions that will help us to continue to advance our ZEV transition. We're also continuing to work on our statewide zero-emission vehicle equity action plan, which is really intended to help us deepen our ability and institutionalize our ability. Someday we won't be hearing that when we're having these events. The Rivian doesn't make that sound when it pulls away. It will deepen our ability to, again, to create a more inclusive California and to institutionalize the way we're thinking about access, affordability, and availability of being able to ride and drive and choose a ZEV. So, no matter what our policies are, none of this happens at the state level. None of it happens without our local partners. And so these fast chargers are going to enable 24/7 access to people in and around San Francisco and in Bayview, where I'm so delighted we've said it before, but first one here in Bayview. And so I really just want to say that without our local partners and without our community partners and certainly our infrastructure providers, we wouldn't be here. So just a big thank you to the City and County of San Francisco and to Mayor Lori for your partnership and remaining an absolute leader in the cutting-edge efforts for our environmental transition. Thank you to EVgo for your continued commitment for deploying infrastructure and advancing technology and making it better and better and a better experience, and for your ongoing collaboration with us. Thank you to the community members here who helped to make this happen and who are instrumental in our transition, and thank you all for being here today to celebrate this wonderful occasion. Thank you.
You won't hear the motorcycle noise, but you will hear the music, because that's part of culture in a city. Our last speaker, as the mayor said, we aren't able to do this from the government side alone. It requires a deep partnership with our private sector and collaborating with longstanding in electric vehicle charging providers like EVgo. And I really want to commend EVgo, because this was a challenging project in the early stages as we were getting this grant up and running, because we were trying to figure out how do we best listen to community through this process and what would happen through this. And EVgo really took a leap of faith with us to trust the process, that community would guide us to the ideal location in this neighborhood. And so I want to bring up Sarah Raffleson to say a few words on behalf of EVgo.
Hi, everybody, and good morning. Thank you for having us here today. I'm Sarah Raffleson. I work at EVgo. I live just across the bay. I'm in the East Bay. And EVgo, we are in 41 states. In the last couple weeks alone, we opened new stations coast to coast, Texas, Florida, Washington, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Massachusetts, everywhere. But this is by far my favorite station because every Tuesday and Thursday for the last 7 or 8 years, I've been coming here to Bayview just down the street to a lovely San Francisco Parks and Recreation facility where I'm part of a local sports team. So it's really fun to be here in the community. That's given me so much community since I moved here to the Bay Area. So at EVgo, first I want to thank SF Environment, the community, as well as the Bay Area Air District and the California Energy Commission for their fantastic partnership. Like Tyrone said, this has been a really unique site because of the intensive community engagement. So we're really thankful for that and think, frankly, it's a great model for the rest of the country. I also just want to shout out all the EVgoers here in the audience who helped put this site together. Yvonne's team, who's up here with me. Ari, who's our project manager. We've got our friends at PG&E who've been really helpful for moving sites online here and so we can keep building in San Francisco. Want to just thank everybody for all their great work together. And with that, I'll pass it back to you, Tyrone, and we'll cut this ribbon. Thanks.
Right, it's not an event unless we cut a ribbon, so I think we got the signal. But I did want to do a quick shout-out to my team, Henna and Nicole and the Clean Transportation team, if you wouldn't mind kind of waving over there. They really have been leading this project with EVgo from the beginning, so thank you. But let's go cut a ribbon.
After many ribbon cuttings.
Quiet minds want to know.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Woo!